Nocturnal trepidation, irrational fears. I close my eyes and pray for sleep. I fear the coming of the night when evening shadows slowly creep. Oft times disturbed, I quickly peep. To curb the panic of my fright, I close my eyes and pray for sleep. Discarded garments in a heap take monstrous form in stark moonlight when evening shadows slowly creep. In dire despair, I lie and weep salt tears that serve to ease my plight. I close my eyes and pray for sleep. Repose denied, I strive to keep all fears at bay with lids shut tight when evening shadows slowly creep. My body craves sweet slumber deep to drift in dreams of calm delight. I close my eyes and pray for sleep when evening shadows slowly creep. Dear Carla, you're a sweetie pie, but almost drove me mad, bombarding me throughout your shift with this idea you had. You came and begged me to apply to read my poems on air. I yelled, "No way," you paid no heed, and drove me to despair. You left for home, so I relaxed. I felt I'd won that war. How wrong I was, because next day you badgered me once more. You ground down my resistance till finally I sent an application to take part in that broadcast event. When I received that invite to read my poems on air, you celebrated wildly and said, "I'll take you there." Your frenzied jubilation was wonderful to see, but growing trepidation began to bother me. Rehearsing presentation so not to draw a crowd, I increased TV volume when reading poems out loud. Though confidence is growing, I ponder which to use for broadcasting on radio. It's difficult to choose. I want to thank you, Carla, for everything you've done. Dear Chickadee, you'll always be my pesky honey bun. This poem I wrote for Fiona's birthday. I always class Fiona as the daughter that I never had. Happy birthday, darling daughter. You're the best I never had. 5 more brothers might seem daunting, but I swear they're not that bad. Go celebrate your birthday in your minuscule black dress. It's beautiful and fits so snug, you can't fail to impress. But as it skimmed your bottom, don't wear a thong, my dear, for bending down would expose all your pert but cheeky rear. Just choose some sexy panties that don't flash too much rump. Not bloomers, though, with thigh-length legs, for you'd look such a frump. No Trini and Susanna pants, which constrict curves so tight that you'll start gasping for your breath and give your guests a fright. Fiona, you don't need such aids. It's smoking that's your vice, and you'll despair if beauty fades, for crow's feet don't look nice. Determined to stop smoking now, before those wrinkles come. For prunes, though tasty, don't look good, my precious honey bun. This one's called Ready, Willing, Able. My darling Bill, when first we met, you lured me with your charms. Then in a flash, with great panache, ensnared me in your arms. Our mutual love grew fast and strong. We very soon were wed, and 5 sons were enjoyably conceived on Bonk's stress bed. You proved to be a perfect dad who doted on our mob. "Enough, though, is enough," said I. "You've proved you know your job. You worked hard to provide for us, but back pain took its toll, and all too soon heart valve disease assumed a major role. Then I sank too, depressed and sick. You dragged me from the deep and helped restore my will to live when I could only weep. Your heart now beats with plastic valve, but though it's working fine, fate's fickle finger often prods another warning sign. Yet never once do you complain, nor let self-pity rule. You face up to adversity, still acting like a fool. Through ups and downs that life contrived, you steered our family through, until with five sons grown and flown, we're back to me and you. So on we journey, me in front, you taking up the rear, in wagon train formation, with powered chairs to steer. And though we're fat and aging, with hair streaked silver grey, you've been my zany precious love since that red letter day. By appointment. Where have you put my pants and vest? There as always, I protest, indicating drawered chest. And my trousers, they're not here, hanging in the wardrobe, dear, but I'll get them, never fear. Don't forget my shirt and tie. In a moment, with a sigh, I'll pass them over by and by. And I need a pair of socks, folded on my jewellery box. Stupid place, unorthodox. I'm undecided which to choose. It's best that you select my shoes, then tea and toast before my snooze. Appointment card, where can that be? Right beside your cup of tea, I put it there so you would see. I've lost my watch, I don't know where. On the coffee table, there alongside your recliner chair. That ambulance, when is it due? Oh, not just yet, I promise you. Good, ample time to buff my shoe. Satisfied, dear, with the shine? So much better, they look fine. I'm done and dusted, 9:30. Where's my coat and walking stick? In the hall for you to pick up when departing, ultra quick. Transport's heading this way, see? It's parking on the drive for me. No, I can manage, let me be. Ambulance collects, doors close, on passengers exchanging woes. Others turn deaf ear and doze. Rooms are silent, no behest. Lord and master's flown the nest, and handmaiden craves well-earned rest. Hospital travellers dismount, peep at queuing patients umpteen deep. As chair reclined, I lie and sleep.